It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I would take calls, but there's only one there, and he's thanking me for a nice program, so I will just continue to pontificate, because I'm going to show you that I can go on for days and days and weeks and weeks and spout forth all the good things. And there should come a time when you start to wake up and saying, what do you mean by that? And then, here's my problem. How does that apply? But it's not happening. Yeah, I've watched the 53 years as an eager, sensible, beautiful America with beautiful Americans in it. Not that all of them were beautiful, but most. And most of you are not beautiful anymore. Most of you are damn ugly. And even the Tea Party people are not as good as they could be because they don't know how to deal with what's coming down the pike. Just look how many people are on welfare and addicted to the approval of their manipulators, the government, and how you have an army there, an army of people. But we also have an army of people on our side, so we are divided between the good of every race and color and creed, decent ones are striving to be good, and those who are enjoying and embellishing and reveling in their filth. You know, the woman that gets paid to have babies and encouraged to have babies, and then the woman who gets encouraged to kill a baby because not convenient. And these are the people are subjects of communism. These are the debased ones. And if anyone of you is listening to me and you want to be reprieved, I would be happy to talk with you. I mean, it doesn't mean to say because you're on that side that you are doomed. The suffering could awaken you, and if my dialogue, my presence has awakened you, then if your heart leaps for joy, maybe you'll come towards me and come away from your crap and your kind of life. Yeah, leave your inner city. Leave the way of the inner city. Leave the way of the mentally maladjusted, easily malleable and manipulated by the left. Okay? Not that the right is so pure, because they're also manipulated by their preachers. And therefore, I caution you that, because if you're not united in your Jesus, in one God, but you're separated by your ministers, then you never win this war. You have been united, you have been one nation under God, at least one opposition under God, because the other side is not. It's under communism. Let's give it the right name. But you don't dare do that, do you? You don't dare say, I'm proud to be a conservative, because I'm conserving the values of my founding fathers. You won't say it that, because you might offend your neighbor. Screw your neighbor. If he doesn't like you, you know who your enemy is. You might even overwhelm him with your courage, and let him admire you, so he becomes your friend and he switches sides. Don't hide your light under a bushel or can. Put it on a mountain and proclaim it loudly. See? You've got to understand this. You are manipulated Americans. Fighting, arguing, drinking, drugging, doing unto others what was done unto you. You are broken people. I know how to deal with my family. I don't move. I know I'm right. You can't move me. And if you want to think you can move me, you can give me a try. You can wait till I give a lecture and you can come up to me and try. Or you can come to the microphone and try, which hasn't happened in 53 years. But let me see if I can take some calls after the break. Otherwise, I'll just go on explaining to you why children come from broken homes tend to go to the left. And those broken homes could be religious people. You know, religious homes and apparently good homes, but not good enough. Let's take some calls. I think I'll just take a break. And I just watch. The number is 800-866-8883. You know, it's a sad commentary when I've been on the air for 53 years and tell you that, in a sense, I've been very successful, but not successful enough to have a big enough soapbox to convert the whole country. Because people like me are shunned. Slowly but surely, as you become more degenerate, more perverted, and you don't think yourself as perverted, you think yourself, well, you've got a habit. No, you're a pervert. You drink, you're a pervert. You take drugs, you're a pervert. You run around swapping wives, you're a pervert. What the hell is pervert? Kill your baby, you're a pervert. Same-sex marriage, you're a pervert. Come on, let's say it.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, perhaps in time you will learn the value of faith and gain strength through all that you suffer. The sophisticated principles, the mechanics of hypnotics keeps most of the world under its spell, as I said in the last hour. Pity, because hypnosis is snake oil, is not the real power. Hypnosis is merely a form of sleep that is caused a sort of trance-like sleep, a half-wake, half-awake, half-asleep. But you think you're awake, but in that state you're manipulated by your environment, by the pressures, the atmosphere of your environment. The multitudes born into various religions and political dictatorships mindlessly embrace the authority that preceded them. The rabbis and the priests and the doctors, whatever they do, witch doctors. But they're all generally and inherently asleep, and will surely reselect the despots of their parents. That's how we remain that way. Democrat will always remain, vote Democrat, even though it's a snake. All right. And even though it wasn't a snake before, but is one now because it got taken over. Now, I'm going to take some calls. You know, I'd just sooner go to another hour and just talk the way I did and talk to you about rebellious kids in school. And that. But I think I'll take my calls. There's a few coming in. I just feel sad. I don't say feel sad. It's just like, what am I doing here to a nation that doesn't really care? You know, that doesn't want to listen. The bad people don't listen. The good people don't want to listen because they're tucked into some kind of goodness that makes them feel better when it doesn't make them any better. And that's the problem. We're finished. All right. Catherine, calling from somewhere. California. Hello, Catherine. Hello. Is that Catherine?
Hello.
Oh, wow, it just shouted in my ear. Can you reduce her volume? Thank you. I just lost my eardrums.
Well, I can hardly hear you, but I can echo in my house.
Okay.
I'm from Las Vegas right now. I was actually born in London in England in 1959, so on my birthday I'm going to be 53 years old. And my parents were American, and my dad told me that the most important thing that he ever gave me in my life was my American citizenship, even though I had dual citizenship, British and American. He told me if I ever gave up my American citizenship, he would disown me, and I believed him. And I always thought that America was the best place in the whole world, and that everybody wanted to come here for a reason, and when I was 20 years old, I went back to England on a vacation, and I ended up getting married to an English man and staying there for another 22 years because I had two children, and the British government would not let me leave the country with my children when my marriage failed, even though my husband was manic depressive. Although
But I thought you were calling up to thank me for the program.
Well, I'm calling up to thank you because I believe that everything you say is correct, and I think that we should put billboards all over the country, and I don't know how we're going to get people to realize that our country, America, is special, and we are lucky to live here, and we have to do something to get it back.
But the thing is, you're just one person, and it's very nice, but you're divided and you're separated from a whole lot of other people because religions and dogmas and all kinds of things separate us. And I wish we could all come together as one nation under one God, not under different religions. Because if religion is supposed to lead us to God, we should all be God-centered. The trouble is we're stuck in our religions and we're stuck just a little bit, a smidgen before we get to God. And that's where we've been staying. We never really made the journey to His grace. And if His grace would come down through us, we could stand up to these people fearlessly. I'm fearless. I don't have fear for these people. And they know it. And they fear me. But they fear what's in me. They don't fear me. I'm just flesh and blood. But what's in them fears what's in me. And they cannot beat me at my game. It's not my game, but it's not a game because I don't play it. The game, if you don't play the game, if you don't react, if you don't return the ball, a table tennis ball, if you just don't play the game, the game folds. It can't advance. So if you don't respond to evil with evil, you'll overcome it with good. So in other words, to respond to evil with evil means you've responded with anger. So somebody is mean to you, an angry person, and accuses you unfairly or is mean, there's an energy comes out that injustice, this word's injustice, so it contradicts or conflicts with what a sense of justice and tempts you to be resentful, angry, to judge them. And if you could learn to take that first swipe and not flinch so it doesn't even touch you, they are finished. They cannot advance. This whole country, if everybody understood what I just said, all the mental illnesses would disappear on our side, and all the mental illnesses would become much more heavy on the other side until they would cry, "Uncle, say, how do you do this? Please stop tormenting me. We want to find your God." See? Got to go now. Love you. All right, thank you. Well, there it is. I thought I'd have a swath of callers, but no. Because when I said, if you could learn not to be resentful and be upset, you know what happened then? Because you're saying to yourself, but resentment is normal. Bingo. See? Because you're living from it. And resentment gives you a sense of judgment. Who is it? Who doesn't judge somebody? Who's never judged? Come on. Don't tell me you've never judged. Because you only have to judge once to fall. And you can't get back. And then you've got problems. The moment you have that, but one judgment leads to another. Because if you can't overcome reaction to judge, or the reaction that causes, that ends up as a judgment, an upset, and an imprint in your mind which is changing your behavior slowly, or even suddenly, then it doesn't take much understanding to know that the second one is easier. And so that you react more and more to less and less. And of course, even more and more to more and more. And then you have nervous breakdowns and all kinds of problems. And the kind of people that did it to you in various disguises, who have been programmed and don't know they're doing to you, doing harm to you by rescuing you, by giving you medicines and things. There are some people who are exceptional in understanding when not to give medicines and when to. But not the kind of people, not the kind of doctors and psychiatrists that have been turned out in the last 20, 30, 40 years. because they have learned socialism or communism in the guise of psychology and medicine. And so they don't know it. You doctors out there, you psychiatrists, psychologists, you don't know you've become communists. You take a psychology class in school. Do not know that you're swallowing the socialist ideology. For example, why can't you mention God when you're helping a person to recover from an emotional problem? Why can't you? Why is it against your rules that you would not be a psychologist? You lose your license. There's a reason for it. Of course. Okay. Now we take our call. One more call, and then I don't know what to do because, I was planning to do, to do 2 hours of me just talking and just wagging my tongue, because I can go on forever. I know the ins and outs and everything, but it isn't as good. It isn't too good for me to speak on radio and to keep you entertained and keep you as an object of, keep myself as an object of judgment. That's one way that works. And so my ratings, which I don't care about ratings because I'm not commercial. But I get a lot more people listening and the bad people get tangled up with something that's good for a change. But I have noticed a very steady decline in intelligent inquiry in America, to the point where conversation, intelligent inquiry, meaning, Roy, what's wrong with me? What do you mean by resentment? I thought always resentment is normal. I mean, something like that, because after all, people do think resentment is normal, being impatient. Impatience is a huge, huge wickedness. Impatience is tantamount to murdering your children's brain, spirit. Now, surely that should do something to you, because do you get impatient? Sure I do. Well, shame on you. You get impatient with your children? Do you remember your parents getting impatient with you? How comes you don't see anything wrong with being impatient with your children? No, because you became like your parent. They took that parent who was impatient with you, stole your innocence so it couldn't be practiced on your own children. Now, if you don't like to be impatient, for example, let's take it from there. Let's say you decide you're never going to be impatient, but you'll be nice and sweet and nice and make sure that you treat your children in such a way that you'll never get impatient with them. They'll always love you. Then they get away with anything you want because you're not able to stop anything. And pretty soon you're going to get upset anyway in the end because, well, you're doing more and more from them and they won't do anything for themselves. So then pretty soon you hate them for it. You become a slave. Or you do more and more for them and you spoil them rotten, and they hate you for that too. You're robbing them of their selfhood, making you dependent on them as giving them a sense of worth, which is worthless, which they transfer to another woman or man. A relationship that only makes them a slave for somebody else when you finish with them. You miserable creep. You miserable creeps. I hear I'm telling you every day, and you're judging me. You're sitting there, standing back, and knowing that I'm telling you the truth, and you won't step forward. I read out of my book the other night. Some beautiful things out of The Secret Path to Peace of Mind. And guess how many books I sold? Two. I got 200 stations. What does that say about it? You get O'Reilly's book, and what do you get? Just O'Reilly stuff. What do you get if you get my book? You get salvation. You get understanding what the problem is. Oh, I see that. What's the matter with you people? I'll tell you what's wrong with you. You're dead from the neck up and too live from the waist down, if you know what I mean. The deader you are from the head neck up, the more alive your sexuality is. And, of course, you think that's love. No, it's lust. You're pigs. Wallowing in the muck of desire, in the sensuality, you're living sensual creeps. You've lost the dignity that you once had. I would I got to call it like I see it, and you are being controlled and manipulated by the dark forces of politics. And your Republicans can't save you. They're too weak. All right. But I may be able to turn things around a thing or two, because nobody wants to mess with me, not even the media. The media won't touch me now. I got 200 stations of my own. I can get 1,000 more if I need. All I need is a little publicity, a little bit of criticism from the bad people, a little attention. I know how to deal with that. Are you kidding me? All right. Let me see now. Let's take some calls. 800-866-8883. Would you like to come to a seminar? Yeah, I'll play an ad. Listen to David. Play an ad, you know, and give me 1 minute piece.
Hi, this is David Masters. You're invited to come to the Labor Day seminar with Roy Masters. At the seminar, you will hear discussions just like this.
If you are growing in grace, you will have to revisit your fears, revisiting your thoughts, emotions. But if you're standing before someone who's, you know, a bully, and you start to feel the fear or the resentment, you can actually find a place in your body where you feel the fear coming in, like there's a hole in your boat and something is beginning to come in, right? And so you've got to be very careful, because all you need to do in the state of grace is to, while you're looking at that person in the eye, with your mind, you're looking at that little hole in your boat, and you're watching it, it closes up. And so all of a sudden, the fear disappears. If you see a little bit more closely, it has to do with resentment.
That's the Labor Day weekend seminar, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. To reserve, call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227. Additional information is available at FHU.com. That's FHU.com.
Yes, did you hear that little morsel? You never heard that on my radio program before, and I'm not going to extrapolate on it, because I would if I had a host of people that loved me and supported my program. But, you know, I got one person answering the phone. That's it. And so as things get worse, and you get worse, and the pressures get worse, you're more likely to give in to those pressures. You know, like the administration says, you never waste a juicy crisis. Because the crisis is where you react, and slowly but surely you get worse. You need more. You drink more. You take it out on your family more, and you know that you don't get any better, because there's a frustration that's got to come out on somebody. It's always the innocent, and your children. All right. So then, that's why all the children are so broken, and then you send them to schools and you get rid of them because you can't bear them anymore. You've got two people working in the home because the taxes are designed purposely to break the family. You see, and so is the propaganda that goes with it. There's just the scumbags. The scumbags of the world are about to rule you. You don't want to be ruled by the welfare people. You don't want to be ruled by them. Because they mock you. They'll degrade you. They'll turn you into slaves. You damn fools. All right, now, let's take... I've seen it all before, don't worry. And a bit, you're people in the inner cities, you in the big cities. You're still into buying clothes and watching TVs and going to your favorite restaurant. Do me a favor. You're going to wake up, you know, in hell. All right, now we're going to go to Cherie in, is it Mississippi or Missouri? Missouri. Hello, I'm looking at the, I can't see it. Yeah, Missouri, I'm looking, I'm trying to read my screen. I feel ready now to get a job and get off welfare. Oh, that's nice. Go ahead.
Yeah. Roy Masters.
Yeah, you've called before, haven't you? You've called before.
Yes, I've called before. Yeah, I'm just going to listen to your program. First of all, I want to say that I agree with everything you said tonight, because I'm living it. I'm living this communist life. You know, I'm being controlled by the socialist program. Yeah, you know, I'm finally... believe that I can get out of this stuff and have a good life.
Absolutely. So you're
it's
on your way out.
It's a process, but I believe I can do it.
Absolutely. It's all it takes is determination and say, I'm fed up with this. I don't have to care if I eat dirt, and walk out. And I guarantee you'll find someone who loves you.
Thank you.
Bye. That's sweet. That's sweet. All right, let me see now. We're going to go to another call. I can barely see my screen from this distance. You know, I don't have great good glasses. Somehow I've not been. We're going to go to Jesse. Thank you very much. And I feel unworthy of my wife. I have sexual issues. Okay, well, that works. Let's try that. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, Roy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The core of my issue is sex.
No, the core of your issue is, well, to put it in the right order, as an unhealthy need for people, especially the opposite sex, from which your problem sprang, and to which you must return for the false reassurance of love and security. In other words, you're a lover of lies. You're a lie lover, because the security, the salvation you seek from a woman is from the very person who infected you, called your mother. And the reason why your mother infected you, because your father failed to stop her infecting you, because he was infected by herself, like you're just about to be, just like you are affected yourself, because you're addicted to women. You're addicted. You excuse this addiction, this longing for sex, as love. No, you're an animal in heat, and with your wife, you're two dogs copulating in the alley, and therefore two dogs copulating in the alley is normal for dogs, but degenerating for human beings. But we think we glorify in it. We glorify it as we go down and down. We think we get more and more sex, more and more love, but one of you is going to feel like you're being abused. Your wife will feel like she's being abused, or she'll feel like you're a wimp. What kind of man is this that just wants to claw me and love me? I thought he was a sweet, nice man, and all of a sudden he wants more and more and more, and he keeps buying me flowers and doing nice things to give myself to him, and all I'm doing is making him weaker or turning him into a beast. Those are the only two choices. You've got to see that really is something wrong with your needs. And you got needs because of resentment towards your father. I can tell you that your mother got to you, and your father couldn't save you from her, and so you become weak for women, because you've never broken the apron strings between your mother, so that you go to your wife like your father did to your mother. It's been generations. Now look, you've got to look at this sex differently. You're a pig. That's it, a weak pig. And you fondle this idea of sex in your head as if it was some essential essence of glory. No, you're a pig. And so
I don't want to be anymore. I don't want to be
but anymore. You see, but you're admitting that you are that, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
So what real woman can love a pig?
Yeah.
What woman can love you as a man that loves the warmth, the passion of the body and the flesh, and not disregard the person that you're abusing.
Yeah.
See that? Yeah. Don't you understand? There's got to be a modifying influence for a human that the animal doesn't need. If you treat your woman like an animal, it's just an animal, something just reproduce and then get it on and get the pleasure. See, if you just look at it that way, you're not looking at the whole picture. You're not looking at the woman's soul, what she really needs. See, the only thing you want to see in this woman is the ice cream sundae look of her that makes her delicious. And I warn you that everybody who looks at a woman with like an ice cream sundae gets a licking sooner or later. We'll be right back. All right. I forgot to shave today. I'm on live TV here. You can't hear it on the radio. But you are televising this, are you not? So you have to do something to my face or something. You paint a beard on me, all right. 800-866-8883. Do you want to come to a seminar? Can you afford a little bit of money and stop getting freebies from me every night? Because, look, when I do a program, I give you sufficient information on that program. If anybody calls me, I get a decent call. If I get one decent call, it's worth the whole program. Because that decent call means that they've understood that all the illnesses and the emotional and psychosomatic problems and all the physical illnesses, nearly all of them, that based on emotion flow from one thing. Like Jesus said, upon two laws rest all the laws. Yes. Upon two laws rest all the cause and effects. Whether it's creation or the creation of good or the violation of those two laws. But the laws themselves, love God, cleave to what's right in your heart. Love, cleave. See, you're loving a woman, cleaving, but that cleaving is bondage. So shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave. No, that's bondage. But cleave to God means is a good thing. Cleaving to God is not a bad thing, but cleaving to other than God is bad. But it feels good because the person will give you a sense of worth for their cleavage. Pardon the way I said that, but you know what I mean. Sometimes it comes out kind of silly. But the things that you cleave to, that you think you love, are cleaving to food. Now, food is good, and good for you, but it isn't if you love it too much. Money is good because it's the blood of commerce, but if you love it too much, it's bad. And you'll do anything for it. And damned if you get it, and damned if you don't, because there's something wrong with that. Because there's something abnormal about what could be normal. And I'm just looking at my calls. Just two. It's really kind of, if I was a person to be disheartened, I would be, but I'm not. I just know that I'm going to pack up and take these things somewhere else. Maybe the military will need my help. One day I may forget the civilians as useless. I feel sad for if I may use a term, for our soldiers who come home and see what pigs you become. Generally, yeah. Can you show me a family that isn't piggish in some way? There are exceptions, so not everybody needs to take umbrage, but look how quickly you do. Because it takes one to know one. I mean, anyway. You do need some help, then call the program, 800-866-8883. I'm here every night. I may not always be here. I have to decide one of these days whether this is a good place to be.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Here we are. Now, Jesse, are you still alive and you are not scarred about what I said to you?
No, I appreciate your honesty. I've been being into my wife less often, but I always seem like it's once a month now, but I always seem to not have wholesome sex. That's the thing. I mean,
what is non-wholesome sex once a month?
I can't be specific, you know.
Well, yeah, but try being specific. Nobody knows who you are.
Well, just like, I guess, the inappropriate.
What is that? What is it? Well, you can say it. I mean, you suck on each other.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is, see that? How low can you sink?
I know, and
that's what Clinton, Clinton did a little bit of that stuff. Yeah. And just look at it. He's as popular as ever. All the little degenerates, you know, went for it. And he made our country a little bit worse.
Yeah.
So, listen, why don't you just wake up and stop sinking that low? Because you see, the impropriety of sex, the impropriety aspect of it, the need for reassurance, the more pleasure, because you need more pleasure to feel better about yourself. But the trouble with more pleasure to be better is like a pseudo salvation. You actually get worse. Every high you get from that perversion is a new low, so that you're worse off. So you have to find a way of degrading your wife in order to, because the pleasure is only increased if it's more exciting. And more exciting is a worse state.
And
it has to be a worse state.
I want to snap out of it, Roy. I want to snap out of it.
Sometimes
I go longer periods, but I always end up...
No. It's a state of mind you have. Do you have the meditation exercise?
Yes.
I'm doing
so much better in all areas of my life. It's just this. Many areas of my life, it's improved. I mean, greatly.
I know, but I think you need to apologize to your wife. See, I did.
I've done that too. I've apologized to her.
What'd she say?
Well, she.
What'd she say? Stop it! I like it.
Well, no. She understands.
But why does she allow herself?
I guess I feel guilty. I feel responsible.
Do you have children? You pushed her into her.
No, we don't have any children. But I feel that I'm the one that's pushing her into. She sees. When I apologize to her, I tell her, hey, I don't feel comfortable.
But you apologize, but you don't mean it, because next time you can do it again.
Well, I go for longer periods of not doing it, but then, you know, 2 or 3 months down the line,
Because you're tormented. But you know what you're tormented by, don't you? Is your conscience. I think those moments, if you sit down and meditate and let your conscience catch up, the problem will be solved.
Yeah.
So your conscience is your enemy. That's
can
how.
I share something? Can I share something with you, Roy?
Yeah, yeah.
I was sexually abused as a kid.
Ah, yes.
I mean, it.
Ah, yes. Well, now there is your root. There is your root, and you've. Who did you resent for that?
Well, I was so young. I was.
No, but who did you resent?
I resented my mom. I resented
that's
my
it.
Mom.
Now. You resented your mom.
For not protecting me.
I know. So therefore, your mother was the cause of you losing something called innocence. See? And so now what you're doing is you're abusing the woman. You're abusing her for the pleasure you get from it. So for the pleasure to get back from her, to get payback from a woman. Not just necessarily your mother, it could be anyone. Your mother, this woman can be innocent. But you're going to get back from a woman what a woman took. See? That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Now you think of it. I think you still have resentment towards your mom. And what was the occasion that she left you alone like that? Who was the one that molested you?
It was a cousin of mine.
How old?
I was about 4 or 5.
I know, but how come your mother left you alone with a cousin?
Yeah, that's the thing. She would constantly leave me alone, and as a little kid, I just wanted to be friends. You know, there was nobody around, so
But why did she leave you alone?
She was very careless. My mom is very careless.
So therefore, you have a revenge. Deep down inside, you've lost something, not because you were molested. Let's say you were molested but never hated your mom. Let's say you were molested like Jesus was molested and broken and tortured and tormented for being innocent. And his dignity was, they tried to destroy his dignity and everything. So much worse than you. And then they killed him and put nails in his hands and feet and let him die, rot on, and laughed at him. Much worse than you. But he didn't become a pervert. He didn't. All the things they were doing him up to that point, all he did was become a more noble person. So that if you were a child, and this is not possible, but if you were a child that didn't get resentful, didn't become, which is not possible, but if you didn't, you wouldn't have any problems today. But since you did, and you can see that this has led to a downward transcendence, then if you can see it, and if you can forgive your mom, if you can actually forgive the perverts, that stinking little rat that violated you, because he was also had a problem with his parents, and to take his lost innocence, you need to take it out of you. Because all little children are targets, because everybody's lost something, and they want to take it back from someone who's still got it. It's called innocence. It's the life force of innocence they want. That's why they degrade you, sensually degrade you, beat you. And so your mother couldn't help herself because she didn't know how to bring up a child. She was hated as a child. She probably hated you.
Oh, she was very resentful towards me.
She wished she had sex and wished you hadn't been born. I get it.
Yeah.
But the point is, you're all broken, and so are you broken, and you do the breaking. Now, you need to. The problem is forgiving your mom and letting go as if, because you're not any different from her in your own way. You're not any different from the pervert that molested you in your own way with your wife. And you probably don't have any children because you don't want them either, just like your mother didn't want any children. You just want your pleasure from your wife. I get it. That's all you want. And you want this pleasure because it's the satisfaction of getting back what you lost to your mother because she didn't love you. And she didn't know what love because she was broken before you were born. Now, you just think about it.
Okay.
Be good.
Okay.
Okay, well, we have some calls today, and yum. Well, I just see ready, but I don't see you on my screen. Who is next? Ed. Oh, hello, Ed. Not the talking horse variety, I don't think. How are
hello?
You, Ed? Hello, Ed.
How you doing, Roy?
I'm doing good.
Well, I talked to you probably about 5 years ago, got your CD and everything, and I haven't done enough with it, but I still have problems with anger.
Okay. Well, the anger is the resentment is the only problem you ever had, which leads to all the others. So
well,
when
a lot
are you,
of it
but,
is filled with just
but like anger is
small
called
things happen a lot, and that's
I know,
what gets me.
I know. But the whole of life is built out of small things. I keep telling my wife, little things, thoughtful things. So, but the little thing and a thoughtful thing in your case is to realize that people cannot help their wickedness any more than you can help you. Because you're not a nice person. You turn around and hurt people too. I'm quite sure you
I
do.
I try not to.
Of course. So what different?
I try to help more than I do hurt.
I know,
with a toe problem.
No, but the point, the point is, look, let me say this to you.
All right.
Let me say it to you, Ed, that when you fail to deal with cruelty, cruelty gets to you, and you become the thing you hate. You become more of the thing that you hated, and it takes a life force out of you. And therefore, how do you recover from this? You've got, there's two ways. There's two ways you do it. There's only two ways, and they both will fail. And one way is to do to somebody else what was done to you, and you get refreshed. Okay, that's how the person who intimidated you got refreshed. He got to you and took away something. Your life force.
Took away my confidence.
That's right. That's the life force. Your inner strength. The love of what's right and being able to stand your ground calmly and to be solid in the Creator, you see, a master of your mind and body on earth and everything around you. And so that is life force. That is bonding to a source, like being in the army and being a soldier in God's army and having the strength of all the artillery and all the different agencies behind you.
Well, one of my biggest problems is I have a problem for taking in stray animals or stray people.
No, no, spare me.
I help them and I try to do my best. But
That is another problem. So goodness you have, your sympathy towards animals, after all, animals don't hurt you. So therefore, you can be kind to an animal, the dog wags his tail, and the pussycat purrs when you sweet a night. So therefore, you got shaggy gods and shaggy kittens. I mean, you don't... I see, because you don't know how to deal with people, then you start to rescue stray animals, and the dog loves you, and that is equivalent to God loving you, and you made a god into a dog into a god. And a pussycat into it.
Let me ask you, Roy, how do you stop the small things? That's the thing that's my biggest problem.
The small thing is the main thing. You have a small hole in your boat, and the water keeps coming in. And if you don't take care of that small hole in your boat, the ocean goes through your boat instead of your boat going through the ocean. And the faster you go, the faster the water flows into your boat. And if you don't take care of that little hole, you could be bailing out forever until your strength goes away and you sink with the boat. The first thing you do is close the hole in your boat, and that hole in your boat is called resentment. There's a little irritation. Hold a second. I want to talk to my producer. Ralph, can you know David's ad? Could you run David's ad for a minute? And I want to... Because there's something in the ad that I want this man to listen to.
Okay.
Hold a second.
Hi, this is David Masters. You're invited to come to the Labor Day seminar with Roy Masters. At the seminar, you will hear discussions just like this.
If you are growing in grace, you will have to revisit your fears, revisiting your thoughts, emotions. But if you're standing before someone who's, you know, a bully, and you start to feel the fear or the resentment, you can actually find a place in your body where you feel the fear coming in. Like there's a hole in your boat and something is beginning to come in, right? And so you've got to be very careful, because all you need to do in the state of grace is to, while you're looking at that person in the eye, with your mind, you're looking at that little hole in your boat and you're watching it. It closes up. And so all of a sudden the fear disappears. If you see a little bit more closely, it has to do with resentment.
That's the Labor Day weekend seminar, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. To reserve, call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227. Additional information is available at FHU.com. That's now, FHU.com.
Now, I'm in a break now, so Ed, I'll be coming back to him after the break. Ed needs to listen to that idea of what I just said. I won't repeat it because there's so much time available for me to pontificate on these things. But I show the people that show up. I try on the radio, but I don't get enough intelligent callers. I don't get enough. I give lots of time to a person who calls with a sincere desire to understand. I can tell which one's which and which ones are difficult and just really want to get a cure for something rather than understand the real root. The real root is the hole in your boat. It needs to be plugged up. And I just said how we do it. Now, there's more to it. When you come to my seminar, I will show you that by plugging that up so the world doesn't get in, I'm able to disturb the spirit in the person that lives off that energy. By the evil not trying intimidating me, because the evil will intimidate me at the seminar with people, it will, but it's afraid of me. What is in me stronger than what's in it. That's how we do an exorcism. And so I relieve the person who's keeping that, the self, within the self that's keeping that hole open, because it feeds. It as a slave, it will enable the evil in another person, because evil hides. How can I say this so quickly? Evil hides in the place you least understand. and that is inside yourself. But the same evil hides in another person. And so the evils control bodies, and that it is the service in hell of one body, soul, one evil spirit in a body, to make sure that the person gives up life force to the wicked one. That's right. And if possible, to turn around and do to others what was done to. See? And so what I attack the thing. Just like I'm attacking it now in you, and you can feel the pain of it. You can actually feel pain if you understand what I just said. Something inside you moves. So I suggest you get a copy of my CD, Be Still and Know, and get the book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. Go to the website, FHU.com. Or call my office and check in for the seminar, the Labor Day seminar, first, second, and third, just 3 days.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, Ed, I'm going to take another call, but did you understand that thing that I said in the commercial? I wanted you to hear that. About looking.
Yeah, that's
it. But there is no more to that. Ed, there is in a meditative state. You have to be in a meditative state to be objective, so because you're too tangled up with it. Your consciousness, the consciousness that should be doing the work of watching and not the laboring or struggling to overcome your anger, it should be in the state of not trying to save itself and just to be a watcher and getting out of the way of the light of salvation that comes through. And that's what the meditation does. It moves the consciousness from its entanglement with your emotions.
I need your CD more then.
You really need to listen to it. You really need to understand that it's not, the CD doesn't cure anything. It puts you in a state of mind where God enters the soul.
That's where I need to be. Can I ask you one more question, Roy?
Well, I got to get one caller in.
Just a quick question. What do I do about picking out a good woman?
That's a long conversation for tomorrow. Oh, no, Monday. This is Friday, isn't it? Okay, so I got to say goodbye to you because I got one more call. And by the way, this program is going to be repeated over and over again till Monday. So that if you want to hear it again, and if you want to get a copy of this on Monday, I think we'll set up. I don't have time to put it up on the web, but I think if you call the office, because we need some activity in the office, so we'll find a way to get a download, and you can donate money, you know, and when you call, and we give you a download. I think, Paul, can you do that? Yeah, Paul says he can do it. He's my IT guy, and he's very good. It's just hard to find loyal IT anybodies these days. There's treachery everywhere you go, even the nicest of people. This country's a real mess. All right. We're going to go to now, Dave, just a quickie, because we got about four or five minutes. Is Dave there?
Hello?
Hello, David.
Hi.
What can I do you for?
Well, I'm having trouble understanding. I've heard you speak about common sense and that it's a good thing. And I have a lot of it when it comes to fixing things and inventing things and mechanical things.
Yeah.
But with people, it goes out the window. I just have so much trouble with people.
I know, but that's essential. So you have a gift, and your gift will serve the Creator, but at the expense of yourself. You could be serving I'm serving my Creator, not at the expense of my soul. I'm serving my Creator because I love to do what He wants me to do, because what He wants me to do is not hate people, and to return, and not return evil for evil, no, not get upset when people are upset, to represent Him. If I get upset and with you because you're upset with me, it means that both of us are disconnected and none of us has a chance for salvation. But since I found my salvation, so that if you're mean to me, my response is zero. And you feel like you hit a brick wall. And you feel like there's a big mirror shining in your face and making you look at yourself. And you'll either get worse at that moment because you hate the light in me, which doesn't hurt me a bit. I get better again. And so or you either hurt yourself or the light in me will stir something inside you and you'll wake up and you'll feel better for my behavior and admonishment. Simple. Everything is simple. I'm a man who knows God and he knows me. I don't know him intimately. He knows me much more than I'll ever know him, but I'm okay with that. All I want to do is follow the natural impulse of heaven on earth. That's all. And that's what you need to find. Then you'll find your joy, enjoy making your engines and your inventions. It would just be fun, and it never stops being fun. It never, ever, ever stops being fun, and it'll go from one thing to another and until the end of your days, and you never get high on your achievements, or you never get downcast when things go wrong. What a beautiful way that could be. Otherwise, you're just caught tinkering with material things until you die. You make a few bucks and you do some good things, but you don't do good for yourself. Your soul is broken when you leave the earth. You're attached to a sense of worth by your accomplishments. Well, that's all. That's a swelled ego. That's detrimental.
With me, I've always understood that it's God that's doing it, not me.
No. God is not doing it. You are doing it. You are doing it and taking the credit for it. You don't
no,
do
I
it. No, no,
give
you
the
do.
Credit to God.
No, you don't. You don't give the credit to God. You just say that. You're not. You've said it. But it's not true. It's not true. You actually feel good by saying that. I give the credit to God. I don't talk like that. I give the credit to God. That sounds like you're giving him a gift of some kind when he's giving you the gift of being able to do it. In other words, you shouldn't feel anything. It's just natural to do all the good things, and you just appreciate the honor of being able to do them. See, it's different. Different. Live ad. Okay, well, I'm glad to have 2 minutes to just settle the dust a little bit. And I haven't had any detractors this evening, as typical to my 53 years on radio. See, I can ridicule the media, I can do anything I want. And they used to when I was, didn't have 200 stations and didn't have access to another 800 more if I want them. And I don't want them right now. There's no value to me right now, time and place for everything. So I'm in the media, see, and I helped establish that. Some time ago, I did a lot of interesting things in the face of all the epithets were hurled at me like Sarah Palin. So I come out of it. I'm not any worse off. I'm a better man. And I understand the wicked media that we got on the communist side of things. And when all this is over, I'd like to see him in jail. But the thing is, it looks like I'm going to be in jail for being an American. And so will a lot of people be following me before then. We'll see. So anyway, how about supporting my program? How about come to my seminar in a 3 or 4 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. It's called the up in Oregon. Beautiful place we have. Food's good. The place is beautiful. What's the name of the month? September. Labor Day seminar. First, second, and third. Call my office on Monday.